This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. House prosecutors have ended their case against former President Donald Trump, putting the blame for last month's deadly Capitol riot squarely on the then president. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
For 2 days, prosecutors said Trump spent months riling up backers with claims that the election was stolen, then summoned them to Washington and ordered them to fight like hell.
He said it, and they did it.
House impeachment manager Jonah Goose and fellow prosecutors said the rioters who ransacked the Capitol say they acted on what they saw as a direct order from the commander-in-chief, mounting a deadly attack to what prosecutor Ted Lieu called the president's glee.
President Trump did not once condemn the attack.
Trump's lawyers are expected to take less than a day to present their case, and the ex-president is likely to be acquitted, with several Republicans saying the Democrats' case did not sway them. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
One of former President Donald Trump's lawyers is calling the presentation by the House impeachment managers offensive. David Schoen told reporters on Thursday that Democrats were making a movie and had yet to tie the January 6th siege at the U.S. Capitol to the former president.
I think they're making a movie, you know. They haven't in any way tied it to Donald Trump. And I think it's offensive, quite frankly, and it's antithesis of the healing process to continue to show the tragedy that happened here. Donald Trump is condemned. And it, I think, tears at the American people.
Trump's legal team is expected to begin presenting its opening arguments on Friday. A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow Jones Industrials off slightly, but the S&P and the NASDAQ higher. Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The president of the Tokyo 2020 Olympics Organizing Committee, Yoshiro Mori, will resign over a sexist remark that sparked an outcry. Reuters' Brian Wood has details.
Yoshiro Mori's stepping down raises new doubts over the viability of holding the Games later this year. While leading an Olympic Committee board meeting earlier this month, the former Japanese prime minister had said that women talk too much, setting off a storm of criticism at home and abroad. Mori retracted his comments quickly after, saying it was inappropriate and against the Olympic spirit. But when pressed on whether he thought women talked too much, he said, "I don't listen to women that much lately, so I don't know." Local media reported earlier that Mori is likely to express his intent to resign on Friday, when Olympics board members are meeting to discuss his sexist remarks.
That's Reuters' Brian Wood. Myanmar's ethnic minorities have joined in the enthusiastic protests against the junta that took over the government last week. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Tens of thousands of protesters, if not more, have marched daily in Yangon and Mandalay, the country's biggest cities. Buddhist monks and Catholic clergy have been visible, as have LGBTQ contingents behind rainbow flags. The resistance to the coup received a major boost from abroad from President Joe Biden, who ordered new sanctions and promised more measures to come. President Biden urged the junta to respect the will of the people and reinstate the elected government. Large rallies have also been taking place in the capital, Naypyidaw, and many other cities and towns. I'm Karen Chamas.
The number of Americans filing for unemployment fell slightly last week, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
While first-time claims for jobless benefits were down at 793,000, they remain evidence job cuts remain high. The Labor Department report also revised its numbers from a week ago upward, now showing 812,000 applied for benefits. Before coronavirus infections erupted in the U.S. last March, weekly applications for jobless aid had never topped 700,000, even during the Great Recession. Nearly 10 million jobs remain lost to the pandemic. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Lucasfilm says Gina Carano is no longer a part of the Mandalorian cast after many online called for her firing over a social media post that likened the experience of Jews during the Holocaust to the U.S. political climate. Carano fell under heavy criticism after she posted that Jews were beaten in the streets not by Nazi soldiers, but by their neighbors. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.